So to finish the year strong, this is a time where you do need to step up. You need to show up. Be there for the people that need you, because not only will this mean that you're coming from a place of service, but it means that you're able to hit your financial goals. My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for experts who want to be the unapologetic leader in their industry. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. It's time to take your influence, income, and impact to the level you know you're capable of. Are you ready to make a bigger difference and scale up? This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your host for today, Samantha Riley, and today I want to talk about finishing the year strong. I mean, who can believe it is already October? Well, here it is. It is less than 100 days to Christmas, so it is really time to focus in and think about how you're going to finish the year, because it's going to be here before we know it. As coaches and experts, it is a really a crucial time of the year to be focusing on what we're doing, because our potential clients are already starting to think, have I achieved my goals for this year? Am I where I want to be? You know, is this where I thought I would be? And they're starting to reflect and they're starting to think about, how am I going to get these goals that I've set for myself for next year? So it's a really important time to make sure that we've got everything ready for this really busy time of the year. So I think the very first thing I want to cover or bring to your awareness is energy levels. And I want to talk about this in two different aspects. Number one, there's the energy levels of your prospects and your current clients. And number two, there's the energy levels of yourself. So firstly, just remember that you can't give from an empty cup. I used to think that for us to show up really well, we need to give from a full cup. I've actually changed my thinking on this, and I think that we need to give from the overflow. So if we concentrate on making sure that our cup is overflowing all the time, it means that our cup is always full and we're giving from the overflow, which means we're always available for ourselves, for our family, our friends, and our clients. It's very, very difficult to show up when we're really run down. So it's really important to manage your energy levels. However, there's this really fine line between managing your energy levels and also doing what others want to get the results that you want, because I believe you actually have to do both. So one of the things that people talk about, and I talk about it a lot on this show as well, is consistency. And consistency is all about making sure that you're regularly doing the things that need to be done to get the results in your business. However, I actually want to, I guess, dive into this a little bit deeper than I have before and say that that consistency doesn't mean that it's a straight line from A to B. You can't constantly be just doing what others want to get the results you want at the same level every single day. Consistency is more the consistency over time and not necessarily in a short time frame. So there are times in our business where we need to work hard, and there's also times that we need to take time out to get the results. Now, what I want you to start thinking about is, where are you at a particular time of the day or of the week or in the season that you're in your business, where you can manage this working hard and also taking time out? Because if you don't take the time out, then you will burn out and you won't be able to focus. You won't be able to concentrate. You will potentially get sick. The state of mind will be in a negative space. So it's really important to take that time out. But where the fine line is that I was just talking about is also being very self-aware and asking yourself, am I taking time out because I'm afraid or because I'm procrastinating because I don't know what to do or I don't know how to do it. So making sure that you're taking time out for the right reasons to fill your cup and not for the wrong reasons of I'm afraid to do the work or I don't want to do this because I'm in fear of failure. That's something that I really wanted to talk about to begin with, to really set the context for this episode, because it's so important to physically be showing up in the right way. So as we head into this latter part of the year, you know, you have worked really hard all year. You may be getting tired. You're coming into this busy season. So really make sure that you're looking after your mental health, you know, meditating or taking time out in nature, whatever meditating means for you. It might not be sitting down and, you know, humming on the patio. It could be taking a walk in nature. It could be, you know, going outside and reading a book or having a cup of tea. It could be colouring in. That's something that I actually do quite often, is I will take myself out and I will colour in because I just love the artistic nature of doing that, and visually it makes me happy. I love seeing colour. It can be working out. It, you know, make sure that you're eating well and hydrating and all of these kinds of things that are going to put you in a place where you have good energy levels so that you can commit to doing the work that you need to do. So that's the first thing. Now, the second thing I really want to talk about as a context to finishing the year strong is taking responsibility for our thoughts. So I want you to think about above the line and below the line thinking, because this is really important in showing up as the leader in your business. Are you slipping below the line and being in effect, having below the line thinking, or are you living above the line and at cause of what is happening around you? You know, are you in fear? Are you blaming others for the results that you're not getting? Are you in react mode? Are you uncertain? Are you feeling hopeless? Do you think everything's a problem? Or are you accepting what's happening so that you can get the results? Are you listening to feedback, taking responsibility, understanding that you have choice in everything that you do? Are you coming from a place of abundance and clarity? You are responsible for the thoughts that you're having, and that is going to give you the results whether or not you want them. That will bring the results, because where focus goes, energy flows. So I did just talk about the state of mind then, and I don't want to use the word mindset. I think this word is one of the most ridiculous words. I've said it a lot. I know I have. We all talk about mindset. But our mind isn't set. We're able to change our thoughts. It is fluid, and it is, you know, we can change the way that we're thinking. So rather than mindset, I prefer to say state of mind. And if anyone's got a different word, please reach out social media and let me know, because I'm very open to this. But your state of mind is really influenced by what is happening around you. Now, there's a lot of talk right now of recessions, of economic downturns. I'm hearing a lot of people saying things like, it's really hard right now. No one has any money. No one is joining coaching programs. Everyone is struggling. And this is not the case at all. Remember, where focus goes, energy flows. If you are saying these things and if you are believing these things, then you will create that reality, because your mind will go and look for all of the evidence to suggest that you are right. Your mind will make you right, rather than thinking there are a lot of people that need our help right now. There are a lot of people that are uncertain, that have fear, that are looking for support. There are so many people right now looking for coaches and experts to help them move through these uncertain times. And when we think about it, like, truly, all times are uncertain. We can never be certain about what's going to happen. So it's about where you focus. There are more millionaires and billionaires created in recessions than at any other time. So you can choose to be that person and step into a place of service to serve the people that are really struggling right now and need your help, Or you can choose to focus on the people that are living in fear and don't want help. It's actually your choice, and there are many people out there in both of those camps. It's just which one are you going to choose? So really, this is the way you think, it's the way you're focused, and pay attention to the external or what is happening externally in your world. Right now, I suggest you turn off all mainstream media. Pay attention to what the people around you are saying and be very selective around the conversations that you're having, around the opinions of others that you're allowing in. It doesn't mean that you need to shut everyone out, but if someone says to you, "Oh my goodness, no one is buying coaching programs," understand that that is their opinion. They're entitled to it. You still can be friendly with them. It might be a really close friend. You still love them, but you don't choose to allow that reality to enter into your world. Surround yourself with the right people. I also am a big believer in also not just being the coach, but also having a coach, because as all of these things are happening around us, we also need the community. We also need that person to lean on when we're going through uncertain times, when we're feeling stuck and fear, because we're only human and every now and again we have human experiences that creep in. So it's really important to make sure that you're paying attention and curating the world that you're living in and the beliefs that you're bringing in from external cues. All right, so to finish the year strong, you need to either step into or continue to put yourself in the role of the CEO. It's very difficult to finish strong if you're currently in the role of employee. So what do I mean by this? The employee in your business is the person that is the implementer, is the person that gets the stuff done. They're the person that takes the vision and actually implements it. Whereas the CEO is the person that sits at the top with the big vision, with the strategy, and then hands down the strategy to the people below or next to, is probably a nicer way to say it, to implement. It's really important to finish the year strong for you to be in that CEO position. You're the driver of your business. You're the person with the big vision. Really ensure that you're empowering your team members to come on this journey with you to finish the year strong. Make sure that your strategy is in place and you know exactly what's happening between now and Christmas. Don't leave it to chance. This comes back to, are you being the cause or the effect in your business? Don't leave it to chance. Right now is the time to bed down and make sure that you've got a really good strategy for the end of the year so that as we go through December and January, which are very big months in the coaching world, that you're ready. Good coaches will take some time off and not worry too much about launching in December and January. Exceptional coaches know that December and January are the busiest months in the coaching world because they know that there are people that are looking for their help. Now, what I'm not talking about here is you being the busiest and being crazy over the Christmas period. Get your foundations in place right now so you know everything that needs to happen so that you can automate as much as possible or delegate as much as possible. What I'm not saying here is you're going to work like a mad person over the Christmas and New Year period. It's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you want to make sure that everything is in place so your business can be as busy as possible over that Christmas and New Year period. Now, as the CEO of your business, there are many things that you need to be accountable for because at the end of the day, the buck stops with you. If you're not focused, everything below you will be diluted or non-existent. So, number one, you need to be focused. What is the strategy and what are the targets that you're setting? Number two, it's up to you to keep your team focused so that they are able to achieve those targets. If your team isn't achieving the targets that you're going for, then it's up to you to get them back on track. Who do you need to bring in that isn't currently on your team to help you implement and achieve the goals that you set? You need to know the numbers. You need to know what's happening in your business. You need to follow the KPIs or the key performance indicators. If you're not hitting them, what needs to change? What needs to be tweaked? What needs to be adjusted? As the CEO, it's up to you to really pay attention to all of this data so that you're able to steer the ship in the right direction. Now, just as you as the CEO are accountable for the results of your business, I want to go back to talking about a coach. Elite athletes, Olympians, CEOs, anyone that is playing at a very high level, they all have coaches. I don't know of any elite athletes or Olympians that don't have a coach. They have a coach to help them with technique or strategy or implementation. And they also have a coach to help them when their state of mind is a little bit shaky. It's really, really important to have that coach to give you a perspective that you may have missed. One of my favorite quotes is, you cannot read the label from inside the jar. And this is why I have many, many coaches in my life. I have business coaches. I have coaches that help me with my state of mind. I have coaches that help me with my physical, with my eating, with my training, with my, you know, finances, all sorts of different things, because I know that my coach will help keep me accountable. They'll help me keep on track. They'll help me with, you know, the things that I don't know, because you don't know what you don't know. And they keep me inspired and motivated to keep moving forward. So this is something that I'm a big believer in. If you want to grow your business, you need to have someone there that's got your back also. So to bring this home today, I just want to go back and refresh on the areas to really finish this year strong. Number one is consistency and managing your energy levels. Consistency is about over time really doing what you need to do to get the results, but it doesn't mean that you need to consistently have your foot on the gas. It means there are some times that you need to work hard, sometimes that you need to take time out. And it is up to you to really take responsibility to know that you're doing the right thing at the right time and you aren't procrastinating. Number two, really pay attention to your state of mind so that you can get the results that you want, because where focus goes, energy flows. Don't get caught in thinking that, you know, we're in bad times, everything is bad, no one wants your help, because that is just BS. This is something I'm really passionate about. Right now, there are so many people that are stuck and scared. They're living in fear, that need your help to be able to move forward. So step into that place of service to be able to help as many people as you can. The success of your business is dependent on you taking responsibility for what you allow in externally. Number three, step into that role or continue to be in the role of the CEO. Step up, be the leader that you need to be to lead your company to get the results that you're looking for. So to finish the year strong, this is a time where you do need to step up. You need to show up. Be there for the people that need you, because not only will this mean that you're coming from a place of service, but it means that you're able to hit your financial goals. It's really important as business owners that we unapologetically understand that we want to have a business that serves us financially. It's good for us. It's good for our families. It's good for the collective. So if you are ready to finish the year strong, maybe you don't have your strategy in place, or you've got a few doubts or a few questions around what your next step is, then I would love to help. I'm making myself available for a quick 15-minute call to help you if you're someone that just needs a little bit of direction of where to go next. If you would like to schedule one of those calls where we will dive into where you want to be and put a plan in place for how to get there so that you can show up and be more visible to attract the clients that you want and finish the year strong, then just head to samanthariley.global/apply. And there is a calendar on that page, so you can jump in and book yourself in for a quick 15-minute call. If you've listened to this episode and you've got just one little tiny thought or one little aha that you know is just going to open up the floodgates and help you move forward, or maybe it was just an episode where it just gave you the motivation that you need to move forward, please take a screenshot and share that little aha. Pop it up on your Instagram stories and be sure to tag me at @TheSamRiley so that I can share that win with you and share it with my audience also. Thanks for listening to this episode. I will see you again next Tuesday. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Ciao for now. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.